This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Gas is an eye-popping $4.37 a gallon on average this morning. That's up 17 cents in a week, up 26 cents in a month. We talked with some folks in New York City.
What am I going to do? So now I do more walking on the bus and the train instead of using the car.
It's expensive. Yeah, I'm doing Uber, so it's costing me a lot of money every morning.
He's an Uber driver. The AAA says the price of crude oil is to blame. It's continuing to go up. It's been around $110 a barrel. Protesters have been popping up outside the homes of Supreme Court justices as the court deliberates the abortion issue. Outside the home of Justice Alito last night in Virginia. Now the Senate's passed and sent to the House legislation that would increase security for the justices. A sheriff in Alabama has said he doesn't know if we'll ever learn why. Why a former jail official went on the run with a murder suspect she was accused of helping escape. She shot and killed herself. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Vicky White and escaped inmate Casey White were apprehended by U.S. Marshals near Evansville, Indiana, Monday after a vehicle pursuit. The 6'9", 38-year-old Casey White surrendered, but Vicky White shot herself. Casey White and Vicky White, who were not related, went missing April 29th after Vicky White told co-workers she was taking the inmate to a mental health evaluation. Instead, the two fled the area, sparking a 10-day manhunt. I'm Mike Gracia.
Officials in Ukraine say despite what you've heard, there are still civilians trapped at that steel plant in the battered city of Mariupol. They say around 100 civilians are still stuck there, despite earlier reports they've all been evacuated. Britain's Queen Elizabeth skipped the ceremonial opening of Parliament today because of her mobility issues. This is AP News. Some sobering discoveries in Lake Mead as the waters there fall due to drought.
The Lake Mead Reservoir, fed by the Colorado River, has dropped more than 170 feet since 1983, some 70% of capacity gone. The drop exposing one Las Vegas drinking water intake, forcing a switch to a deep lake intake to continue to supply casinos, suburbs, 2.4 million residents, and 40 million tourists per year. A decomposed body in a barrel was spotted by boaters. The man had been shot. His shoes put the killing between the mid-1970s and early 1980s. More remains were found this past weekend. University of Nevada, Las Vegas history professor Michael Green is fairly certain additional remains will show up. However, Green says people should be more focused on the so-called bathtub ring, now high up on the walls of the lake where the water level once stood. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.